Activity 39. Now that you have read the explanation of crop circles in the reading, listen to part of a lecture on a similar topic.
Okay, let's look at the scientific data on crop circles. Serious scientists have cataloged photographs of crop circles that are strikingly similar to computer fractals, that is, geometric patterns that are smaller than traditional geometry, and even mirror processes in quantum physics. And Professor Gerald Hawkins has used principles of Euclidean geometry to prove four theorems that can be derived from the relationships of elements in crop circles, as well as an additional fifth theorem from which he derived the other four. In spite of a challenge to the scientific community, no one has been able to create that mysterious fifth theorem, although Euclid alluded to it. So it was a shock when its equilateral version appeared in a barley field in Britain. Another interesting scientific theory also originates in ancient writing. The Egyptians referred to geometry as frozen music, and in fact, modern investigations of sound vibration confirm that sound frequencies can create circles at low frequencies and more complex forms at higher frequencies. And direct observation of the crop circles also provides some interesting data along those lines. In most of the cases, the stems of the grain are not broken, but bent. The biophysical evidence seems to indicate that the plant's nodes have become hugely extended, the seed embryos have been distorted, and the crystalline structure appears to have been reorganized. Nevertheless, the plants do not appear to be damaged and will continue to mature and ripen. Further laboratory investigations suggest that the plants may have been subjected to a very high-intensity heat in a short burst, similar to the results of infrasound, which is measured at below 20 Hz. In experiments with infrasound, water in plant stems has come to a boil in less than 1 nanosecond. This would be consistent with the reports by witnesses that the process takes place within seconds and that there appears to be steam within the newly created crop circles. In addition, soil samples from inside the circles themselves display characteristic crystalline structures that would suggest they're having been subjected to temperatures of almost 1500 degrees Celsius.